Well, first, I'd like to thank the ownership and the management of the Winnipeg Jets for the opportunity. I'm very, very excited to be here. It has been an incredibly interesting 2 or 3 days. I'm really, really looking forward to the puck dropping at 7 o'clock. Is that something at least I understand? And very, very pleased to be here. I've had the opportunity over a lot of years to watch this team develop, being that we were close neighbors in the Southeast Division, and watched them play enough to be excited about the group. Clearly, we have some areas to improve, and I will pick through those when you get your opportunity to ask questions. So we'll throw it open. Very pleased to be here, excited for tonight.
Are you patient, man, Paul?
When I need to be, reasonably. I think there's a time for patience and there's a time for action. It's a funny word in hockey because we used it already once today. But we need to become a more patient hockey club. But that has nothing to do with passivity. You know, we need to be very aggressive, but patient in the understanding and confidence that we will play this way, we'll play one way, regardless of the adversity, and have the confidence then that we'll have success doing that. We need some patience in our game. This guy keeps getting ripped off, and I don't want him hitting me in the knee.
Can you take us through the past 2 or 3 days and how that unfolded for you?
It's the National Hockey League, so if you don't know a man, you know of him or somebody who does, and received a call from, I don't want to get my days mixed up here, received a call from Kevin after the Tampa game, but not that night or the next day, just as an introduction and to ask if I had interest in the hockey club, and I said absolutely, and that was pretty much it. There really wasn't much more, and for me, I was glad, because the decision, you know, in my mind, as somebody from the outside, I don't need to know those details, and we had a very good conversation, moved on to the next day, had another conversation after the game. I hadn't had the opportunity to see that game that night, had some travel issues and was somewhere between Cincinnati and Toronto. Watched then, but we eventually spoke and agreed. It was very, very quick. Didn't take long. I wanted to be here.
What are your impressions of this hockey club?
My first one, to be honest with you, aside from anything else, just today, this is the first time that I've ever, as a coach, felt short. And that's a really, really nice feeling. Actually, I had to be on the ice and look up at a few guys, and that was a good thing. I like the speed, and I like the youth more than anything else. There's a big team that can move, and it's a young team, so there's room to grow. My concerns are, and you should never introduce a negative, but I'll get to this now, getting them to play a game that has a defensive component in it, that for those players that have been here a long time, they haven't done it. I mean, you go back to the game that was played 4 and 5 years ago for some of these players, not in Winnipeg, and it's the same questions. It's the same things that they need to get better at. So getting them to do that in short order, which is what we need to do, that's the challenge here. And when we do that, then the confidence comes back. It's not a confident group out there. They're trying to pass the puck hard this morning, and maybe they got a little nerves because the new guy's on the ice. But there's some reparation and confidence that needs to come. There's two goals for this hockey team. The first is the playoffs, but it's not the primary goal. That will get taken care of. Listen, there's not a lot of meat on the bone, and we're a ways out. There's not a lot of time on the clock. Those are the facts. Played 47 hockey games here, and we've won 14 of the hockey portion. So that's telling you we've got a big hill to climb. There's no doubt about that. But the most important goal is to get on a path of creating a foundation of a game that they understand and that they have faith in playing. That when some adversity happens on the ice, or you go through a stretch like you're going through now, you have an understanding of the game that you're supposed to play. And there is a defensive component to it. And there is a battle and a compete component to it. But that's our number one goal. Building confidence in a game that they understand, that they can play, and I believe they can with what we're talking about. That's our goal.
Paul, what did you think of your time in Russia, and why did you not continue there?
My time in Russia was absolutely spectacular professionally. The hockey is so much different over there, and I after 2 months thought of every European / Russian co-player that I ever had, I had totally underestimated what those guys went through. Not being able to speak the language is one thing. The food is different. Everything is different. But more importantly, what we teach and hold as true and valuable here is not the same as over there. These young guys come over, and you're going to ask in 2 weeks as a coach for him to change his game when he's done it for 18 years, been heralded as a great player coming out of Russia, and then after the 2 weeks when it's not done, you get mad at him and don't like him. And I'm guilty of that. The systems are different. The way they approach the games are different. There's some brilliance over there. Some of the hand skills are absolutely spectacular, how they develop their kids. So we would have, I don't know if you know the structure, but there would be our team, a version of a major junior team, and then everything else down below, right to kids and who would get the ice at 5 in the morning, and they'd be out there at 5-year-olds and handle a puck and skate and pass and handle a puck. And system-wise, clearly, they've got a, as they go up, they have a ways to go, but in some of that skill development, it was absolutely brilliant. The best part of it, or best part of the learning experience, how do you teach when you can't communicate? You know, I mean, how do you get break a concept down to the simplest form to teach it when it's not easy? There was enough English over there by the European guy, or some of the European guys and our North American guys, that it was made easier. And then the lockout helped. Well, it really helped because we got Malkin, Gonchar, Kuhlman, and for a while Ryan O'Reilly. And if our goalie got anywhere near it, we wouldn't lose a game. But those guys helped in that communication process. But it was an absolutely brilliant experience. And the answer is I have 3 kids and a wife. And they offered me a 2-year extension. It would have put me in a little different tax bracket. It was they pay you well over there, but you know, I need to be with my family. They needed me to be around. But they were happy to send me back, and I'll tell you, yesterday, I didn't get to the airport late.
You have to talk about your ability to reach players and how important it is for coaches in the National Hockey League to be able to reach players. What do you plan on doing to get through these guys and to get them to play that consistent game, something that, to me, they haven't been able to do for the last time?
Well, first you have to show them the value of it. First, before you can get on a player about where he's supposed to be, you have to show him where he's supposed to be. And so we'll go through that process with them. You need to get to know them as individuals, spend some time with them. And to be honest with you, that may be a bit of a change. That may be something I've learned over the last 5 or 6 years that I didn't know as well early on, that you have to get to know some of these players. And motivation is different for each player. But at the end of the day, with this group, with what they're going through, they just want to get out of it. They just want to win. They want this to go away. They want the anger, the frustration by the fans. It's the same as the frustration in that locker room. They want to find a way out. It's the coach and staff's job now to lead that way out.
What about the Jets? What is it about them that you wanted to be here so badly?
Well,
it's supposed to be another opportunity.
The youth, size, and speed is the easiest way for me to sum that up. I like some of the pieces and some of the parts. And you've seen it in the games, where this team can look so dominant at points in time, and then you question where that goes. So it's there. I mean, we've got our challenges. I'm not saying I'm coming in here and taking this team to a completely different level over the next week, but it was that, the passion of working here. There's some great markets, don't get me wrong, but I'm sitting in the Toronto airport yesterday, and there's 2 14, 15-year-old Brignette player girls talking, and over the corner there's the TV talking about the coaching change, and off they go. And they're talking hockey, and they know what they're talking about. And then eventually got to when the next game was, and they couldn't figure out, and they were asking a bunch of people, and I said, it's Phoenix tomorrow night. And then they said, do you know who the new coach is? Yeah, I've met him. So we introduced ourselves, and that's Canada. And the people, so polite. Best of luck tomorrow night, best of luck tomorrow night. But I also know there's going to be an awful lot of passion in there, and they're going to want to win this game and every darn one they drop the puck on.
You seem to like to be a coach that likes the challenge, not just coming into a good team that's set and ready, but you like the challenge of turning into a challenge.
Well, true? I've had a pick your words, man. I'm used to having some challenges. You know, the underdog team that at very least fights like a dog. There have been too many years where we got within a point, but there weren't very many years where I walked away saying there was a whole lot more left on the table for that team. And had some teams, not unlike this, that had carrying guys in that locker room, you know, blow the doors off it. and have a great run because they came together and they found that passion.
How much better do you think this team is than its record?
This team is as good as its record, and no team is ever better than its record. Take those numbers and hold them to your heart because we got what we earned. I know that we can be more effective if we can get everybody pulling on the same rope. A fair answer was my first one. I came here because I like some of the pieces here. I do believe there's some structure here. Size on the wings in the Western Conference is critical. It's there. We've got some people that can move the puck out of the middle of the ice, and that's an important part. It's getting our center ice and our back end to work together in our end of the ice, sorting some of those things out, realizing that we've got some pieces that are good, but they're going to need to fit better in a more defined role to be better. And that's the challenge. We need some people that know part of your job is shutting down. And we're going to get working on that in tonight's game. There's other pieces in where people fit, what position they're going to play that I got to sort through in the next little while. But I'm going to be patient with that too. So I will use that word on you again.
What will your experience in Toronto be worth to you here in another Canadian market?
Well, I certainly wasn't surprised by the number of you. When you walk in, I'm aware, you know what, I should be flippant. I'm aware of the effect of this in the locker room. It's an understanding that you can't have until you work there. Now, I was, I don't know, probably 700 or 800 games into the National Hockey League, maybe not that many, before I took that Leaf job. And there were a lot of days in the first 2 or 3 months that I didn't see that. I could not believe that. It took me a while to realize that. When I say that Matt Sundin, he's not playing well, that's a 3-day scrum in his locker room. And then it's backed, and then it's going to be ping pong game. So I have an appreciation of, there's this many of in your room, there's not that many stories. So, I mean, and I understand that you need to put stuff out. I've worked in the media too, so I understand your daily grind with this. And that's a big part of it. I understand the pressure the players are under. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Tonight, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I've been here for 4 hours, so let's not think that this world's going to change by my grace alone. I can tell you this, just from being around them, they want to make this better. They want a way out. You know, they want to drive, and that I think they want some direction with how we're going to be able to do that. And we're going to work very hard day in and day out, given it. You want me to tell you what we're working on first? It's going to be the defensive parts of our game. But I want to do it in a way that we don't come off the fact that, you know, we're sitting at around 11th in offense. We don't want to drop to 18th to go from 25th to 23rd on defense. We want to be able to do both. And to be a good team, you have to be able to do both. This is not, it's not even a systematic change. The D-zone coverage in most teams aren't a whole lot different, but the emphasis and the caring of competing with each other, that's what we're looking at. But the wand is not coming out here tonight. We're going to go out and we're going to play absolutely as hard with as much passion as we possibly can and see if we've gotten better. And if we, tomorrow we come back to the rink, we're going to make sure we get better again.
What's your philosophy on
goal? Maybe like stop the puck, Sarah.
but do you go with whichever goaltender is playing well at that point, or are you very much one that there is a starting goaltender?
I played Archer Survey 72 games 1 year and didn't get committed. And in that same year, Kevin Weeks was the reason, the big part of the reason that we went to the Stanley Cup final. So I used them both. There is no hard and fast rule. We need a guy to step up. Don't care who it is, but I also know the guy who isn't getting the net tonight, I believe in him too. Like, I've seen them both play well. I've seen Pavlik play some pretty spectacular games, as all as you have, but we need that one tonight. That being said, I'd like them not to have to play so well and win games. We're going to give these guys a chance. Coaches and goaltenders have the same performance. We need to both be good. And if either one of us isn't, if I can't put the structure in front of him, he can't win. And if he doesn't stop the puck, I can't win. So we're entwined, but I don't have a philosophy. You get a guy that's going, you can run him. But you can't leave another guy sit for too long.
Thoughts on Justin Bufflin, a couple more forward or defense?
I do truly believe that Dustin Byfuglien can be a very, very big impact defenseman and positive impact defenseman for you people that are writing that down. I also believe he can be a very strong forward. I'm not changing it tonight because I don't want to be flip-flopping all over. I want to look at it, make a decision, and then run with it. I can tell you this. He handled that great. That's a tough situation that young man was put in, and he handled it. And his answer of whatever we need to do, and I believed it when he said it, was absolutely the answer I was hoping to hear. I believe in him at both positions. I'll find one for him. But at the end of the day, when Dustin Byfuglien's playing as well as he's capable, he's fully confident and our team's going, there's going to be some nights he plays both because he can.
Paul, you're always described as a student of the game. Where's that passion for hockey come from?
Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. You know, the rink in the backyard. I can tell you, it's getting more intense. I mean, I spent my whole life in the National Hockey League, basically, as a coach. A year in the American Hockey League, a couple of years in junior. But my time overseas, I enjoyed it. I cannot tell you how happy I am, how excited I am to get behind that bench tonight, because it's the best league in the world with the best players. Yeah, the pressure and all that. But like the passion that I have for the game and for coaching now is far more intense than even it was when I was starting. You know, it grows and grows. Just love this game. It's a big part of the reason why I'm here in Winnipeg with this group. So I think we can do something special.
As a coach, you have a thin roster, and one of your best players keeps making the same mistakes of playing outside the system. What do you do?
Last one, guys.
That's a great question, because that's the challenge, right? It's easy to put a guy in the stands when he's on the fourth line, or it's even better when you can put a good player in the stands than the nine other ones you got in your lineup. And then people will come in and say, hey, that guy's a tough coach. Look who he put in the stands. But if you're rolling those other guys off the bench, it's a little easier. Where do you draw that line? You have to have core values of what you believe in. And the players in that room will believe in those core values and they won't. And if they don't, then they can't be in your room. At the same time, my job is to motivate these guys. My job is to find a way to make them fit, to wait them buy in. Really, well, one of the reasons that you're rarely going to hear me come out here and tell you how badly I thought a player played, and to use you as, you know, go ask him. Those players and my jobs are combined. My job is to get them to play. So will I put a guy in the stands? Sure. If I think it makes us better, either short-term or long-term. But I'm going to work with them for a while first. Before I get on them about what they're doing and where they're supposed to be, it's my job to tell them what to do and where to go. So, like I said, I haven't been able to do that in 4 hours. And probably talked too much up here the first day. I've already cut 20 minutes into your time. So it's a real honor to be here. If you, I understand you have to do a job, feel free to do it. If you need to talk to me about something, then ask, and I'll make time to talk to you. Normally, I don't, believe it or not, consume a lot of what's written, but if I need to talk to you, I'll come see you. Other than that, enjoy the games, and hopefully we can enjoy working together. Thanks.